Joining us live to talk about this moment in history on Skype, Josh Gerstein, senior legal affairs reporter for Politico. Josh, it's good to have you back. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sean and Hillary, glad to join you.
There are a lot of reports about what charges we may see in the minutes ahead when the indictment is unsealed. However, there is a lot of reporting that the president is expected to face felony counts in connected to all this. Why would there be a felony charge as opposed to a misdemeanor from what you're understanding?
Well, Sean, this has to do, we'll have to see what the charges are, but the one of the charges that we know was under investigation and is believed to be the central core of this indictment is falsifying business records. And under New York state law, that is a misdemeanor in an ordinary case. But if you do it to cover up another crime, such as an embezzlement or something like that, then it gets upgraded to a felony. And so one possibility here is that the DA's office is sort of stacking that charge of falsifying business records on top of either a state or federal campaign finance charge related to these hush money payments to the porn star Stormy Daniels, who was claiming an affair with President Trump, which the former president has repeatedly denied. So we think that's how at least some of these felony charges would be structured. There may well be tax charges or other kinds of charges. I think people remain a little bit mystified by how they're getting to the reported 30 or more counts here, if it's simply these payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, that were reimbursements, according to Cohen, for $130,000 in hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniels maybe 10 days before the 2016 presidential election.
Josh, this isn't necessarily an easy case to prosecute. Can you talk about the obstacles that face Alvin Bragg, the DA?
Well, in terms of the legal obstacles, I mean, this is not the kind of charge you see very often, you know, trying to bootstrap the falsifying business records onto a campaign finance charge, if that's indeed what happens. There are some questions about whether these records qualify as business records. At least some of the checks were written on Trump's personal account, checking account. Others were written on a trust account, for a trust, a family trust of his. So do they qualify as business records? Can you use a federal campaign finance violation to bring a state law charge? There are a number of different possibilities here that could be raised. And I think one that could wind up very serious, but may not be resolved until time of a trial is, you know, do they have to show that Trump knew what he was doing was against the law? That is usually a requirement in criminal election campaign finance cases. And if so, how are they going to show that? Is Michael Cohen going to testify he told Trump this was illegal? And how much would Michael Cohen's word on that be worth?
In our final few seconds here, what does happen next after today's arraignment?
Well, we're going to probably see some dates set for motions and for trials. And one of the interesting questions, Sean, will be whether some of the president's other legal troubles come up here as they deal with the complex scheduling of motions and a potential trial. In this case, two different civil cases involving the former president are set for trial later this month and in October of this year. And of course, he is running for the 2024 presidential election, which creates a rather complicated schedule. So we'll see how the judge tries to wade through that legal and political morass during this hearing that's ongoing right now.
Hey, Josh, thanks so much. Appreciate it.